And welcome in to the SwampSwamiSports.com Sports Podcast. Today's story, the Bucks fire that clown, Antonio Brown. Before we begin our podcast today, let's hear from that new Tampa Bay singing duo of Tom Brady and Coach Bruce Arians.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none.
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Thank you, boys. Rule number one in team sports should be very easy to remember. There is no I in the word team. The personal issues of any single player should never interfere with the team's goals and objectives. Tampa Bay wide receiver Antonio Brown does not seem to grasp that very simple and basic sports lesson. As a result, he's once again filing for unemployment after his latest NFL employer has terminated his contract today. When I heard about the very talented but mentally fragile Antonio Brown taking off his helmet, pads, and jersey along the sidelines last Sunday during the third quarter of the Bucks game at the New York Jets and then dancing his way into the Tampa Bay locker room in the end zone, I knew we were going to be in for another wild week. The saga of Antonio Brown is one of an exceptional talent on the field who is unable to stop himself from self-destructing at some point during every stop along the way. We have witnessed several years of odd escapades involving this unique NFL wide receiver. I wrote about it back in 2019. If you go to SwampSwamiSports.com, I have a link in the story for you to listen to. I've got a song that goes with it too. For every good thing you can find about Antonio Brown the receiver, there's another side of him, though, which will find a way to self-destruct at some point. He usually hurts himself more than the teams he plays for, though. Tampa Bay really needed Antonio Brown the wide receiver right now. Several other wide receivers for the Bucks have been unavailable or injured recently. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady was counting on AB to be one of his primary targets heading into this NFL playoff season as the Tampa Bay Bucks are defending their NFL title they won last year. Instead, Tampa Bay was given another sad display of Antonio Brown, the look-at-me diva, the past several days. Brown has been nursing a bad ankle recently, and after checking with the team trainers last week, decided to give it a go and play in Sunday's game against the Jets. After grabbing three passes from Brady for just 26 yards on Sunday, Brown came to the sidelines in the third quarter and concluded that his ankle hurt too badly for him to play anymore. Apparently, the coaches strongly suggested, as they're known to do, that he should get himself back on the field. Well, that's what prompted Antonio Brown to come unglued on the sidelines and make his grand exit off the field Sunday afternoon. We're learning today that Antonio Brown, who was due about $1 million in player incentive bonus money for his catches and yardage totals this year, took his agent with him to visit the Tampa Bay management last week prior to the Jets game and asked for his contract to be adjusted so that his 2021 bonus money would be converted into guaranteed money. Tampa Bay brass told him no. As is the case with Antonio Brown stories, though, there seems to be a little bit more information which will become known nearly every day following one of his outrageous outbursts, and this week has been no different. In today's All About Me social media world, Antonio Brown and his Twitter account talked too much this week while he should have been cooling off, healing up, and apologizing profusely. And once he hit that send button a couple of times, the damage has been done and the bridges have been burned.
No!
Antonio Brown may or may not have played his final NFL football game this past weekend. He's just 33 years of age, and when healthy, he's still productive on the football field. The former Pittsburgh Steeler / Oakland Raider / New England Patriot / Tampa Bay wide receiver has enough God-given skills on the football field to have earned millions of dollars, won any number of postseason accolades, and last year he earned his first Super Bowl ring in his first year at Tampa Bay. Antonio Brown, the football player, was talented enough to be named to the NFL's All-Decade team from 2010 to 2019. The only person that Antonio Brown hasn't been able to beat on the football field has been himself. And it's not like he started out as a prima donna, though. Though he was a very talented high school football player in the Miami, Florida area, his high school grades kept him from attending Florida State. So, Brown left for the colder climate in central Michigan. He played 3 years of college football for the Chippewas and was excelling at both punt and kick returns in addition to playing wide receiver. Antonio Brown decided to try the NFL after 3 years in college and was eventually selected by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the sixth round of the 2010 draft. He signed a three-year contract worth a total of about $1.28 million. Antonio Brown's ability on special teams would be of great value to the Steelers. In his second year in Pittsburgh, in 2011, Antonio Brown became the first player in NFL history to have over 1,000 yards that year in pass receptions and another 1,000 yards or more in special teams return yardage from punts and kickoff returns, and he was selected to his first NFL Pro Bowl game that season. In July 2012, Antonio Brown was rewarded by the Steelers with a new five-year, $42.5 million contract extension, which included an $8.5 million signing bonus.
Excellent.
Though Antonio Brown would continue to have a series of very successful years on the field for the Steelers, he took a very vicious helmet-to-helmet hit during the 2015 NFL playoff season from Cincinnati's notoriously dirty linebacker, Vontaze Burfict. I remember seeing that hit on television. It was one of many cheap shots inflicted by Burfict over his professional career, and I wondered if Antonio Brown would have any of the lingering brain issues, CTE perhaps, down the road. We'll keep that in mind as we continue this story. The very next year, after making his fifth consecutive All-Pro team, Antonio Brown used his cell phone and televised the team's locker room celebration via Facebook after their playoff win at Kansas City in January 2017. He had been asked by quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and other teammates, "Please don't do this." While AB's camera was secretly rolling, Steelers head football coach Mike Tomlin was captured making some rather disparaging remarks about the team's next opponent, New England. Coach Tomlin would immediately apologize for his comments, Brown was disciplined, and the Steelers would be clobbered the following week against New England, 36-17. Only later would we learn that Antonio Brown had been paid $244,000 by Facebook before that season to create some content for the social media company. Well, from there, things seemed to go on a steep downhill slide for Antonio Brown. Buckle up, here we go. In December 2018, he was deactivated for Steelers' Week No. 17 game after reportedly throwing a ball at a teammate in practice. In March 2019, Antonio Brown was traded by the Steelers to the Oakland Raiders for a third and a fifth round draft pick. In July of that year, he was placed on a non-football injury list by the Raiders for frostbite on his feet, you might remember that, from cryotherapy. It was very unusual. Then just a month later in August of 2019, he missed the Raiders training camp practices due to what he called helmet grievances. He didn't like the new NFL helmet. Then the next month in September on the 7th of 2019, he was released by the Oakland Raiders after an Instagram post asking for his release. There's that social media again. 2 days later on September 9th, he signed a one-year contract, though, to play football for the New England Patriots. That deal was worth up to $15 million with incentives. A few weeks later, ex-trainer Brittany Taylor accused Brown of sexual assault. Sports Illustrated reported a second incident of sexual misconduct. A few days later, on September 20th, 2019, he was released by the Patriots. In January 2020, Antonio Brown was charged with felony burglary and battery and two misdemeanors for an incident involving a moving truck company. He pleaded no contest and did not receive any jail time. In July of 2020, he was suspended for 8 games for multiple violations of the NFL's personal conduct policy. In October of 2020, he signed a one-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In February 2021, he caught 5 passes, including a touchdown, as Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Then in May of 2021, he signed a new incentive-laden contract with the Buccaneers. But then in December of this past month, he was suspended for 3 games for violating the NFL's COVID-19 protocols. It seems that the league and players' union found out that Antonio Brown was among 3 players who had misrepresented their vaccination status. Just a few days ago, January 2nd, he took off his equipment and ran off the field during the game with the Jets. And Coach Bruce Arians said he is no longer a Buck. 3 days later, Antonio Brown said the Buccaneers tried to make him play through a severe ankle injury, which is why he abruptly left the game. And then today, January 6th, Tampa Bay has terminated the contract of Antonio Brown, effective immediately. The years of helmet-to-helmet contact, which Antonio Brown has endured as a wide receiver and return man on special teams in both college and pro ball, make you wonder how much of AB's bizarre actions over the last few years might be related to brain injuries from playing football. CTE is a progressive degenerative brain disease caused by repetitive head trauma. Stage 2 CTE, which may only be diagnosed through an autopsy, has been associated with symptoms such as aggression, impulsiveness, depression, anxiety, paranoia, substance abuse, and suicidal ideation. There's a growing list of former NFL football players who have died of CTE-related issues at a relatively early age. In addition to such well-known football players such as Steelers Hall of Fame center Mike Webster and Chargers linebacker Junior Seau, 2021 brought the sad news that former Tampa Bay All-Pro defensive back Vincent Jackson, who was just age 38 and died alone in a hotel room last February, and defensive back Philip Adams, who was 32 and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after killing six people in South Carolina last April, both suffered with stage 2 CTE. Though Antonio Brown, who's 33, will no doubt try to convince yet another NFL team that he still has enough football talent to play in the league, it's high time that someone, his family, friends, or former coaches, implores him to seek professional evaluation of his mental health soon. Love him or loathe him right now, Antonio Brown has provided a lot of entertainment news on and off the field over his career. I certainly hope that the next news we hear about AB will relate to some good news about his mental state. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.